Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Have you looked around your lawn recently? Have you noticed yellow or brown patches that are beginning to spread and get larger? If so, you may have a disease in your lawn called take-all root rot. Take-all root rot is caused by a soil-borne fungus, which is typically found in association with turf grass roots. This fungus lives in the soil and typically will cause little damage to the turf unless it goes unchecked. But as the name implies, if it were to happen to be unchecked, this turf fungal issue can become quite destructive. Above-ground symptoms generally are not visible to the naked eye unless the root system becomes severely compromised. There are many conditions that can bring on take-all root rot, such as abiotic stresses, especially heat and drought stress, being two of the leading causes. The initial symptoms of take-all root rot generally are visible as yellowing of the lawn, as well as thinning and possible drought stress appearance of the turf. The drought-stressed appearance comes from the roots under the turf dying and not being able to absorb the water and nutrients necessary to keep those blades tall and erect. If you were to dig up or pull up some of the turf, you'll find that the diseased roots are often short, dark, discolored, and somewhat brittle. Careful examination of the stolons as well as the base of the leaf sheath, if you had a good hand lens, may reveal the presence of a black strand of fungal mycelium of take-all root rot. If left untreated, large, irregularly shaped areas of turf may die out. Symptoms of take-all root rot can be easily confused with another turf issue caused by chinch bugs. The difference between take-all root rot and chinch bugs is that take-all root rot typically will take over the lawn in early spring when the nights are cool and the days are a little bit warmer, where on the other hand, chinch bugs come out in late part of the summer where it's dry and hot. Typically, chinch bugs will start at the concrete, where it's absorbing heat, and moving outward towards the center part of the lawn. As with many fungal issues as well as insects, one of our first inclinations is to spray an insecticide or a fungicide to take care of the issue. But there are many cultural controls that need to be addressed prior to spraying a fungicide for take-all root rot. Some of these cultural controls include reducing the compaction by aerating your lawn. Aerating should be done every 2 to 3 years for a highly trafficked area. This allows more air to penetrate deeper into the soil, allowing the roots to breathe and have more room to grow and become stronger. Also, you need to dethatch or avoid thatch buildup in your lawn. Late spring is the best time to dethatch, but should be avoided during the hot, dry summer periods of the year. We also want to avoid at all cost waterlogging conditions. Best way to avoid waterlogging conditions is to regrade or to install subsurface drainage to reduce these issues. We also want to make sure that we water the lawn thoroughly and as infrequently as possible without causing drought stress. We always want to try to avoid watering late in the evening. The best time to water is early in the morning, right before the sun comes up or right after. That way, when the sun does come up, it can burn off a lot of that moisture that's on the leaves, avoiding fungal issues. Other cultural controls for take-all root rot is to make sure that your soil is properly fertilized. You can check this by getting a soil test from the LSU Ag Center. We also want to make sure that the soil pH is between 5.5 and 6.5. Again, this will come back to you in your results section of your soil test. It is recommended to go through all of these cultural controls and see which ones you can tailor to your yard and get done before you spray. Once you've corrected these issues, then you can proceed with a chemical spray. Always be sure to read and follow all of the labeled instructions for any herbicide, fungicide, or insecticide that you may spray on your home lawn or garden. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.